Gentlemen, if we may remain standing. Inasmuch as the second reading is the text also of the sermon, it's good that we stand for the words of the apostle of our Lord Jesus. The reading is from Galatians chapter 1, verses 6. We'll read through verses 6 through to 24. St. Paul writes, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we preach to you, let him be anathema. As we have said before, so I now say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be anathema. Am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I should not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not a man's gospel. For I did not receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came to me through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently, tried to destroy it, and I had advanced in Judaism beyond many of my own age. Among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born and had called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went up into Arabia, and again I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remain with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. And then I went into the regions of Syria and Sicily, and I was still not known by sight to the churches of Christ in Judea. They only heard it said, he who once persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God because of me. Thus far the word. Gentlemen in Christ, ladies, Christian ladies and visitors, St. Paul here, as we heard, was not one to quibble about words. But when he wanted to say something, he just plain said it. He wasn't one to quibble about words. To my recollection and knowledge, he doesn't go through any long dissertation of definitions of words. For as we know, and are taught, rightly so, a word isolated from context is next to meaningless. But within a context, it has power. A word gets power from its context. It becomes powerful thereby. St. Paul wasn't one to quibble about words. Yet, I think we see something going on here in our text today. In particular, the first verse of our text. St. Paul says, I am astonished that you Galatians are turning to a different gospel, not that there is another gospel. It's almost as though he wants to protect this word, the gospel, so that it might ring true whenever the Christians at Galatia heard it, so that it might, well, so that their hearts and minds might arise to meet that word, gospel. He says that it was not a man's gospel that he preached, but that it was the Lord's gospel. This has to do with everything that goes on in the rest of our text. Let's face it, these are no little historical details that St. Paul wants to lay out on anybody. He doesn't just use these to, be friendly. But in fact, he is defending his apostolate right here in the first chapter of Galatians. He claims, "I am the apostle of Jesus Christ. I am the one who brought you the Lord's gospel. Those who have brought it after me, they are not apostles. They are a man's gospel." This apostolate came to him through revelation, as we heard in the other reading. He called it a heavenly vision. Well, when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him, the Lord caused him to fall from his horse, and then light, as bright as lightning, shone all around him, brighter than lightning, like the sun. And the Lord spoke to him and said, "Paul, you are to be my minister of the gospel to all the heathen." This is a great charge, my friends. Let none of us underestimate it. He speaks of lands over all the heathen. We know well enough how it is with a pastor. He jealously guards over his little flock. Now, can we really think about, can we imagine this charge given to the apostle? It's well said, and we know that there is much stress and strain on the pastoral office. But St. Paul, he had something special. He was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is for this reason, my friends, if in my mind, and if I am not mistaken, that he defends jealously this precious and most holy gospel, so that they might arise to that word, as soldiers arise to the trumpet call. This happens before in another book, in Isaiah chapter 43 and 44. Isaiah goes into, speaking about the many false gods. And there is a phrase which recurs time after time. It says, "I am the Lord, and there is no other God." It's a pure word. It deals with God in his essence. The gospel. What word can more better describe what this whole scripture brings to us? Salvation through faith in Christ. Thus, St. Paul is more or less saying here when he says, "You have turned away from a different gospel, not that there is another gospel." It's as though he were saying, "Yes, you Galatians, I know very well what you're up to. There's teachers who have come among you. And now they are preaching to you, something which is terrible. It is a different gospel, not that there is another gospel. It is to be precious to you. Precious to your very life itself, your spiritual life, for it is the word of the gospel which I brought and preached to you." This is the most precious gift which we have here in the Christian church, and I'm not going to be bashful to boast about this gospel. It is the one, only and unique gospel through all the ages, because we have it direct from the apostle. Just as the Galatians. It is the one pure and true, holy, without stain, error, or blemish. Pure, majestic gospel. It behooves us, therefore, that we should search and look to the end that we might find, the things which belong to that gospel. That is the articles of faith of the gospel. We all know that in the confessions and creeds, our fathers in the faith set forth many of the articles of the gospel. I'd like to just speak briefly about two of them, which I think are really pretty clear here, especially in the later chapters of Galatians. There is, first of all, as is well known, the article of justification. Justification by faith. You go through these later chapters and it comes up so often, this word and doctrine, that you can't barely go two, three passages and there it is again. It runs like a current through the whole word of Galatians. The doctrine, an article called justification. This is, well, we call it the central article of the gospel. And it's well put that way. It is like a central current running through the font of that holy gospel. Secondly, we have another article. I think it is the article of incarnation, which comes out most clearly here in the Epistle to the Galatians. Wherever we see that word Christ, Lord, Son of God, come up, and it comes up just as frequently as justification, intrinsically, right there in that word, is that article that Jesus Christ did come into the world, assumed our human nature, became one with us, and delivered himself, suffering shamefully and pitifully for our sins. That is a blessed article indeed. And it is the strongest article. It tells us right about the Lord Jesus himself. I would say that this is rightly the foundation of the gospel. If it's to be looked at as a current, well, it is a foundational current upon which rests the other articles of the gospel. Well, that's about it. To sum up and in brief, we have here in this text two major points. The first is that Paul was an apostle, and he wasn't ashamed at any moment to bring forward that fact when it came to jealously guarding over his flocks all over the lands of the heathen. Secondly, because he was the apostle, he brought the Lord's gospel. And this is rightly thought of as articles of faith, and we covered justification and incarnation.